From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman with this news. Alaska is exploring options for conducting elections after 2018 as it is faced with an aging voting system and financial pressures amid an ongoing state deficit. Elections Director Josie Banky says one option that has gotten attention would include allowing for early in-person voting and voting by mail. But she says discussions are preliminary and more research must be done to see how or if this approach would work. Alaska Governor Bill Walker has signed a bipartisan letter urging Congress to stabilize individual health insurance markets and keep the federal health care law's individual mandate while lawmakers work on a long-term replacement. Ohio Governor John Kasich, a Republican, and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat, sent the recommendation to congressional leaders Thursday. Alaska's state and local governments could save roughly $200 million a year if the state formed what's called a health care authority. That's according to a long-awaited study by three consultants that was released Wednesday. The idea behind health care authorities is to offer a common set of health plans to groups like state workers and retirees, which allows for lower administrative costs. States like Oregon and Washington already have authorities. State Department of Administration Commissioner Sheldon Fisher says the study offers potential ways to lower Alaska's healthcare expenses, which are among the highest in the country.
Healthcare costs are absorbing money that otherwise would have gone to wage growth, and it just becomes unsustainable. And I think we've reached that point where we've really got to address healthcare costs, or it's going to impact our entire economy.
Insurance for University of Alaska, state corporation, and local government workers could also be part of the proposed authority. The Inspector General's Office for the U.S. Interior Department has dropped its inquiry into whether the department secretary threatened to retaliate against Senator Lisa Murkowski for voting against proceeding on a health care reform bill. The IG's office issued a letter saying Alaska's U.S. senators declined to discuss the matter with investigators, and further investigation would be pointless. A marijuana retail store in Talkeetna is clashing with tourism operators who fear it will give the historical town a black eye. The store's name, the High Expedition Company, is a nod to both the effects of pot and the rich climbing history of Talkeetna. In weather, at Juneau International Airport, it's 54 degrees and overcast. Tonight, there's a 70% chance of showers. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to kto.org. I'm Andrew Kitchenman.